Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You know, when you're surrounded by news about the Elon Musks and the Jeff Bezos and the Jack Dorseys of the world, you tend to forget that each and every one of these people, though now they look like they have the biggest wings that any human being or angel could have, that one day they were just a normal human being such as yourself. And that's a very, very important thing to acknowledge, right? The fact that each and every person who is great was once not great. Every person who is walking, at some point in their life, they had to crawl first before they were even able to consider or be considered for flying. And this is an important place to begin at for the conversation that we'll be having today, because we're talking about business ideas for high schoolers. What are the best business ideas if you're in high school, if you want to sell to your friends in high school? Why is this important? Why is this even a thing? Should it be a thing? Now, we know, and we will not try to make a counter argument at all, that being young and being a person that is in high school or primary, you should be enjoying your life to the fullest. You should be learning new things, learning new skills. You should be learning how to play the piano, studying, making sure that you're getting good grades, and just enjoying time with your friends. That is something that we will never even come close to attempting to rob you of. But now there is the thing that we do need to acknowledge, the fact that entrepreneurship is a skill that needs to be developed, and it's a muscle that needs to be trained. This is not, when we're talking about entrepreneurship, please acknowledge and be conscious of the fact that we're not talking about employment. We're not trying to say if you're young and underage that you should go seek employment. We're talking about good and healthy business ideas for someone who is in high school or even primary, in fact. Now, you might think to yourself, why would you want a person in primary to start a business, you know? Here's an example that I can give you, which we've all seen in movies, you know, when you see the little girl standing at the side of her yard at home and having a lemon stand. And as people walk by, she sells them lemonade in these little cups, because she's trying to make a little bit of money so that she can go and buy toys for herself or go out with her friends to the nearest, park or whatever it may be, so that she can enjoy an ice cream every now and then. And all of this happens under the supervision of her parents, right? That's what the type of picture we're talking about when we're talking about high school entrepreneurship. We're not talking about starting a multi-million dollar company that you're going to register and own shares in that company and hire employees. That's not what we're talking about. And I think that's a premise that we really need to set. It's an understanding that we really do hope you have. An understanding of what we're trying to do and accomplish through this conversation about high school entrepreneurship. Now, I myself, mind you, was a young person in high school who was very invested in entrepreneurship for quite a bit of time while also maintaining good marks in high school. And this is something that I imagine, especially if you're a parent listening to this, that you might be thinking, if we're promoting high schoolers to engage in business and to have business ideas, will that not distract them from their school activities? You see, the thing about that argument is that if I were to say to you that take your child for piano lessons as extracurricular classes so that they can at least have their musicality, and because it gives them a sense of therapy and it enhances their intelligence. If I were to say that to you, you wouldn't argue that that would benefit the child. You wouldn't argue that at all. The only thing that you argue with when it comes to entrepreneurship is because you know that it's specifically done to make money. You understand what I mean? You see, my point in this is that both the pursuit of entrepreneurship and taking your kid for extra piano lessons, taking them for swimming classes, taking them for dancing lessons or singing lessons, even if they are singing at church, that could easily distract your kids if it goes unmonitored, if it's unsupervised, and if your child is not taught of the importance, right, of the importance of keeping things balanced. And whenever there it's exam time, you need to be able to supervise and say to the kid, listen, it's exam time. I don't want you selling anything. And I will make sure that whether at school or whether at home, this is obviously depending on whether school allows it to happen or not, which is actually where what I'm about to jump into now, right? This is very, very, very important. It is very important for you, if you're in high school, you need to follow the rules of your school. In fact, generally, schools don't even allow you to do any form of business on the school premises. But of course, if you are in a school that somehow allows you to do that, then definitely take advantage of it. But do it in such a way that you make sure that your academics are also well balanced with your business, right? Make sure that I remember when I was in varsity, first of all, I used to sell Beacon Bites. I don't know, for those of you in black South African schools, we used to love those. And I know that it's not just specifically or exclusively in the schools in the black communities, but Beacon Bites, not the ones that come in the barcoded packaging. No, I'm talking about the ones in the see-through plastic where you can actually see the chips you're buying before you even buy them. So I used to actually do sit down while studying, while reading, while doing my homework, and I would sit and pack these Beacon Bites from these big plastic bags into the smaller ones that I would later sell at school. Then at some point I sold lollipops, I sold sweets, I've sold gingers, like literally bought them at an Indian store, went to school, sold them at a profit. I've even gone as far as selling, back in the day, people used to, when we first got computers, people used to have these phones, right? I used to design wallpapers. I'm not going to be able to go through the whole process of how I did that, but I used to design wallpapers and sell them for like 2 rands when I was in high school. And people used to take those and put them on their phones as screensavers or wallpapers. And it was off their names or off someone that they love. And it used to glow when you put it on your screen. So for somehow, I'm not sure how I even stumbled upon that. I think I did it for myself and realized how good it looked. And yeah, I mean, there was a couple of business ideas that I engaged in. Some of them happened at school. Others happened outside of school, because at our school, they had some allowance during break time as well as after school when we're all sitting by the bus stop waiting for our transport to take us home. You could basically go around selling to people. And I would never sell in class. That was something that I was quite, I mean, it really didn't even come up much, but that is something that I was never disruptive in how I did my business. Am I encouraging you to go to your school and sell by whatever means? No. What I'm encouraging you to do is to respect your school rules. Go to school with the understanding. Actually, go to school, find someone who is responsible for such, principal or someone at reception, and find out what are the school rules on selling, on kids selling things that are innocent, obviously. Sell nothing nefarious. That's another important thing. There's so much to this topic, and we're not going to be able to branch out in every direction. But I do hope that we managed to cover enough for you to understand that we're not trying to encourage you to be disruptive at school. We're not trying to encourage you to focus on a business instead of focusing on school, because that is not a good thing. Having an education is very important, especially having a high school level education is so important, because from that point on, you can go to varsity and then at the same time further on your knowledge and your education beyond the point of what you learned or you're learning in varsity, because you've already learned how to learn, right? You've already built that confidence within yourself that I am able to educate myself, because that's what you do in high school, right? You educate yourself with the teachers facilitating the process of education. And this is the one thing that I really want to stress, that in this conversation, we are encouraging you to do everything and every idea that we give and every thing that we're discussing. We're asking you to do it responsibly. If you're a parent, please make sure that you supervise your kid if they decide to sell sweets, ice, or if they decide to sell lemonade to the community. So the one thing I first want to mention actually is the fact that just because we're saying high school entrepreneurship, we actually just mean that you are a kid in high school, not necessarily that you are selling, you're starting your business at a high school. So you can be, it can be in your neighborhood mowing the lawn. If your father has taught you or your brother has taught you or your friends have taught you how to mow the lawn, it can be mowing the lawn. It can be cutting other kids' hair and their parents paying you to do it. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. And then you'll eventually don't even start to think about the hiring process and growing a business. That is not what you should be doing. You should basically be doing this. Let's say, for example, if you want to buy yourself a PlayStation, if your parents will allow you to, or let's say you want to go to a particular concert, or you want to, buy yourself a skateboard or a bicycle, or you want to help your parents save up for a certain gift that you really want to have, then it is very important. I mean, it would be a very good principle, in fact, for you to meet them halfway and say, you know what, I'd like to wash your car and your friend's car when they come. They can come over and leave the car here at home, and I wash it and clean it inside for this amount. All I need you to do as my parent or as my guardian is just get me the customers. Just let your friends know that I'm here and I'm willing to wash their cars, or I'm willing to mow their lawn, or I'm willing to do some errands around their house, you know, take out the trash, mow the lawn, weed their garden, feed their pet, walk their pets. You know, all of those are the ideas that you can do, and you do them in a responsible and respectable manner, and you make sure that you allow your parents to be a form of supervision to you. I also used to, do some business stuff or entrepreneurial stuff when I got home after school, but actually I did not do a lot, if I'm honest, because that was the time that I focused a lot on studying, on understanding my work, and that's the time that you need to set aside, and you need to be very strict about it. If you only decide to do your business on the weekends, do it only on the weekends and focus on studying during the week. And one important thing you should always remember, just because your friend is succeeding at running a complex business and doing it Monday to Friday while also getting good grades, it doesn't mean that you'll be able to accomplish the same. And that doesn't make you a weaker or lesser human being or capable person. You know what I mean? It means that you need to find what works for you, because you are... What it actually means is that you're unique. You're not the same. God didn't make you the same as the next person. And that's okay. That's nothing to be ashamed of. So there's many different ideas, as I've already listed a few, that you can do as a high school kid. I know some high school kids who make candles and sell them in the neighborhood. Some high school kids who melt soap bars and turn them into... you know, beautiful combination, and then combination of different soaps that have a unique scent, and then take that and sell it within the neighborhood, which also recycles these remaining soap bars that we have at home. And of course, this is not for every kid. If entrepreneurship is not in you, if that grit to do business is not in you, you might have to do it out of necessity, because even though getting a job, for example, is not in you and it's not something you'd like to do, each and every one of us on planet Earth have to get some form of employment, right? We need to make money so we can pay our bills, because it costs money to live. No human being has enough money to pay for all of our those of us who don't feel like working, right? No one has enough money to pay for all our bills and theirs. Our parents will not always have be capable of taking care of us for the rest of our lives. And that's something that we really need to take into consideration. So do think about that, and think long and hard about how to strike a balance. There's a lot more to be said about this, to be quite honest, and I do hope that we in this discussion actually cover enough. You know what I mean? And I really, really do hope that we cover enough.
My name is Shaul Datoy, and you're still tuned to I Am Live, and this is the part of the evening that we share our discussions and our thoughts with you with regards to all things in life. As we said, I am life Explained. So the theme for this evening that we are talking about is high school entrepreneurship. What school business ideas that you can start in high school. Now, the best advice that I can actually give you is firstly that which is found in, I don't know if you remember the movie, the best Batman movie probably ever, The Dark Knight, the most infamous one with Heath Ledger as the Joker. But Heath Ledger had this quote in it where you would go to the mob, meaning the underground crime bosses, whatever. He would go to the mob and he would tell them, listen, I can kill Batman because I've got a plan. And they ask him, like, if you can kill Batman, why haven't you killed Batman yet? And his response is actually what I want you to start thinking about business. Because his response to the mobsters at that stage was, if you're good at something, never do it for free. And I think this is where it actually comes in. Now, in high school, what businesses can you start in high school? What entrepreneurship, entrepreneurial enterprises can you head off or start off in high school? I think you need to sit and clearly calculate what is it that you are good at. Well, good at, right? So, first of all, I do not currently foresee that anyone in South Africa in the near, I don't want to say 2 years, 3 years, probably would make a decent income from being an influencer. So you will need to have patience, and by the time that you've run out of patience, you probably run out of years in high school as well. So start something that you are very, very good at. If you're good at maths, see if you can start the extracurricular math study center. Get people to come to your house. See those ones that are struggling in math, and you can tell them, like, listen, if you pay me $40 a lesson, I'll give you some lessons. Well, I'll just sit with you. Chances are you will have more patience with the struggling students than what the teachers are, because you'll only face the people in your class, whereas the teacher faces probably 6 or 10 classes filled with struggling students with maths. Exact same goes for science. If you do science, you can do that. If art is your thing, sell your artwork. Or tell people that you would be able to sketch them, draw them, whatever the case might be. If you're anything like Given with spoken word, see if you can't use that in some other way to generate an income. Listen, you're not going to get a salary or anything from my ideas. I know that. But it's a good way to start earning an income from your talents and then start heading forward. Don't think that you will buy a BMW in matric because you've got this entrepreneurship. It does happen. I know people that get it to happen, but it's not all time the case. See if you can do performances at school, paid performances at school. See if you can get someone that could write poetry or for their girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever the case might be. See if you can sell your poetry. Poetry actually does sell. If you're good at photography, good at social media, don't try to become an influencer. Instead, much rather see if you can help someone become influencers. Or you can do something similar to what my brother-in-law does. He goes to estate agents or people starting to sell their houses, and he would sort of brand their house and sell it for them or promote it for them on Facebook, because he knows how to take proper photos, he knows how to take good videos. So he will take videos and photos of that house and assist the estate agent, and they charge him like $200 or $300, and then he needs to edit those photos, create those videos and upload it on Facebook, and it just looks way different because he's someone that knows how to take proper photos, right? You can do the same thing if you've got a couple of followers on your Facebook. Go to a store, not a franchise, go to an basic store in which you know the owner, and ask them whether you can do their social media for them. Right, see if you can post for them. If they pay you $200, you will do 50 posts a month or whatever the case might be, including the photos, the edits, the hashtags. People get, I know it sounds ridiculous, but people get paid to do these things. See if you can't do these things. Right, then if you are good with a computer, which I know some people are, see if you can't start session muso type of vibe. See if you can't build beats for people. See if you can't build synthesizers for people. If you know someone that can rap, you'll tell them, like, oh, that can do poetry, like Given us. See if you can't ask them, listen, can't I do some backtracks for you? Can't I build a backtrack for you? Right? Those are all ways to actually start yourself off in an entrepreneurial system. Second thing that I think you can start off is see if you can provide lunch to kids at school. We had a lady here in Mossel Bay that she was homeless, and then someone enrolled her in this course on how to become an entrepreneur. And the lady gave her $50 and said, see if you can start a business. And what she did with this $50 is she went and she bought a muffin mix from one of the chain stores, 2 packets of muffin mix. She made the muffins next day. She sold the muffins, and she bought a couple of, from the profit that she made or the income that she generated, bought a couple of more muffin mixes, baked a couple of more muffins and sold that. And all the while, she got into this big office building, starting to sell muffins from door to door. Now, remember, this is not the case with every single person, but this lady literally took that 50 rand and she grew it into 6,000 something rand by selling muffins. It took her not a long time. It took like 2 weeks, but it took her immense amount of hours with little sleep, because that's what she did. You can't afford to do that when you're in high school, but when you are a parent and you need to feed your children, that's exactly what you do, right? You take those things and you do what you can with your income to see if you can't grow it or generate it. See if you can't sell muffins at school. See if you can't sell fruits at school. See if you can't hook up with someone in your area that is actually selling fruit and ask them to if you can sell their fruit to you at school. If you know a taxi driver, go to him and say, listen, if I bring you 13 students that need to go home, will you charge them a less fee? And then you charge those students a surplus or whatever, and you make it 1 rand or 2 rand per student. Those are all ways in order for you to start in generating an income. As I said, you won't get rich. You won't buy a BMW or Mercedes with these plans. But it is good entrepreneurial enterprises that will get you starting off in the correct way, get you starting off into generating an income and thinking like an entrepreneur. The moment you start working with money and you start working with entrepreneurs, that's when you realize how these people think and what they do with their money. Because they don't all go immediately out and buy yachts and planes and stuff. Well, 90% of them don't have enough money for a yacht or a plane. But they don't do that. They spend a lot of their money on marketing, spend a lot of their money on improving their product, spend a lot of their money on spending time with people that are able to distill wisdom in them on how to improve their product and how to properly do marketing and how to grow their market share, market worth, for instance. I hope this makes sense. I think I shared about 80 ideas. It seems like I shared about 80 ideas now. But I do hope this makes sense. And I look forward to see the entrepreneurial enterprises rising from this generation.
I sincerely hope that you are taking this in and taking it in holistically. Because the last thing I would want to do with a conversation like this is have you sit at home and then only nitpick parts of this discussion, because it is a very serious discussion that we're treating with a level of delicacy, because we understand that we don't want to misinform you and give you the impression that if you're a high schooler or if you're in your teens, you know, if you're 13, 14 or 15, that you should just get up and go start a business that's going to change the world and reinvent certain processes and make things easier for companies. You know, that's definitely not what we're trying to do. But what we are trying to do is to get you to understand that there is value in doing work within certain proximity, of course. There is principle that you learn from just doing work from the people that are within your circle, right? You can even do this at church, where you do certain chores, where you even wash people's cars at church, right? And this is not to condone you not listening to the sermon. But do it before the sermon starts or after church. Let people know that you can bring your car to my house and here's the pamphlet. Call me. Just let me know that you're bringing it and me and my friends will be able to wash your car, which is another aspect of this that you need to consider. The fact that you can allow your friends to join you in the process of actually doing whatever business it is you want to do. Because remember, at the end of the day, business is nothing more than solving a problem, an actual existing problem for someone. You can either be saving them time, you can be saving them money or resources, or you can be saving them energy, right? Because sometimes people are using too much energy to produce or to make food, for example, or whatever, or even to walk their dog. They're taking time and also the energy within their body. So you come and you offer them a solution and you say, listen, I see you walk your dog every day, and I imagine that as a grown up, this is the pitch actually that you would have. As a grown up, I imagine that you have a lot of, you know, laundry to do, bills to pay, other more important things to think of. And how about I walk your dog? And because I'm just a regular kid from the neighborhood, I'm not going to charge you an arm and a leg, you know, and charge you plus tax. I just want to make some change so that I can go and spend on a ice cream cone or whatever the thing you're interested in is, or a cap, or whatever new Nike sneaker exists, right? That's all you want to do. You're not trying to employ anyone. You're not trying to register a business. You're not trying to rent a space where you need to pay rent, which will then mean you need to hike up your prices and et cetera, et cetera. None of those, you don't have that overhead. So overhead costs are basically costs that are that sort of like if you're selling chappies and you're making that chappies in a factory and you have employees and you have to buy paper in order to print things. Those are overhead costs, right? For example, in layman terms. So you don't have any of that. And that could be a selling proposition for you to say, I can keep the costs low and you can just help me out so I can buy this Nike sneaker. Right? You can do that with your family. You can do that with your family's friends, your parents' friends. You can do that with your people at church. You can do that literally anywhere where there is a community. You can set yourself up as that person.
Tapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tse digolo fa e le ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswela go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.